Remain standing to bow our head and pray in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你2000年前道成肉身来到世上。
You manifested in the flesh 2,000 years ago.
你带给我们充充满满的恩典与真理。
You have brought us fullness of grace and truth.
虽然我们在人世间有诸多的困难。
And though we encounter many trials and tribulations in this world,
但是主，你就是我们解决困难的答案。
But Lord, you are the solution to all our problems.
在你里面有权柄。
In you, there is power.
在你里面有智慧。
There is wisdom.
在你里面，我们看到我们的希望。
In you, we can find hope.
求主带领我们今天晚上的聚会。
Lord, we ask you to guide our service this evening.
让我们每一个人的心都能够归向你。
That every one of our hearts may be turned back to you.
也让我们每一个人的心能够开向你。
And please let our hearts be open unto your word.
也让我们每一个人能够真心来迎接你。
That we'll be sincere and willing to receive your truth within.
从今以后来做我们生命的主宰。
And from now on to be able to receive you as the Lord of our life.
让我们在你的里面得到真正的自由。
From this day forward so that we can receive true liberty.
求主耶稣祝福我们每一位。
May the Lord bless each and every one that is here tonight.
愿荣耀颂赞归于天上的真神。
May all praise and glory be unto your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们晚上的聚会。
We welcome all friends and visitors that are with us tonight.
今天晚上要跟大家查考主耶稣讲的一句话。
Tonight we'd like to study a word that Lord Jesus has made in the past.
我们先来看约翰福音第八章。
Let's look at John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
32节。
Verse 32.
第八章32节。
John chapter 8, verse 32. 请读。And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
这里主耶稣对很多跟随他的人说。
Here, Lord Jesus said to many of the people who are following him,
说你们要晓得真理。
That if you want to know the truth,
那真理要叫你们得自由。
Then this truth shall set you free.
在这里主耶稣提到两件事情。
And here, Lord Jesus mentioned two things.
第一件事情是自由。
The first thing is freedom.
第二件事情是真理。
And second thing is truth.
那真理跟自由的关系。
And what is the relationship between truth and freedom?
这是我们今天晚上想要来查考的。
And this is the topic we'd like to study further tonight.
首先我们来思考自由这个问题。
And firstly, let's discuss, delve into the issue of freedom.
如果今天主耶稣在这里讲话，讲道。
Today, if Lord Jesus Christ is here giving a message personally.
真理要让你得自由。
That the truth shall set you free.
我想我们心里大家都有一个问号。
Then every one of us shall have a question in our hearts.
美国是一个最自由的国家。
That America is the most liberal, most free nation on this earth.
你可以站在白宫的面前面骂总统都没有关系。
You can stand in front of the White House and complain about the president, it'll be okay.
因为这是一个自由的地方。
Because this is a free country.
那你在这里讲自由什么意思？
And so what do you mean by the word freedom?
我没有受到什么限制啊。
And I'm not inhibited here in any way.
那在当时啊，他们也有这个问题。
And so they have this question as well during that time.
所以在33节。
And so in verse 33 it says,
说我们是亚伯兰的后裔。
We are Abraham's descendants.
这个亚伯兰后裔就是神的选民。
The Abraham's descendants referring to the chosen nation of God.
那从来没有做过奴仆。
They have never been in bondage to anyone.
那如果没有做过奴仆，哪里谈上什么叫做得自由？
If they have never been in bondage, then why do you say you'll be made free?
我们知道林肯总统他解放了黑奴。
We understand President Lincoln was instrumental in helping to free the slaves in America.
因为当时有奴隶的制度。
Because at that time there's a system of slavery.
所以社会不公平。
And so the society had inequality.
所以他把这个奴隶的制度打破了。
Through Lincoln was able to successfully break through the system.
所以现在每一个种族都很自由，都很平等。
And so all races in America today can enjoy liberty.
那这里地方他说我没有做过奴仆啊。
And so here the people ask them, we have never been in bondage to anyone.
那你怎么说必得自由呢?
Then why do you say you will be made free?
原来主耶稣在看事情, 有时候跟我们不太一样。
Actually, the way that Lord Jesus perceives the matter is different from us.
如果一个科学家看一个人,
if there is a scientist who has a perspective of a person,
就会研究这一个人的, 化学元素, 这个人的生理构造。
His views may be to study the chemical analysis of a person and the biological systems of a person.
如果医生在看一个人,
and if a doctor was viewing a person's body,
他就要看看这个人有没有健康。
The doctor would see if this person is healthy.
如果一个, 哲学家在看人, 他就要想这个人里面的思想, 有没有发达。
And a philosopher will study the thinking of a person, whether this is advanced thinking or not.
是不是有文化?
Whether there is a substantial culture.
艺术家在看人,
and an artist looking at a person.
要看看这个人有没有艺术的涵养。
To see if there's anything of value artistically.
所以每一个人在看人, 角度不太一样。
And so everybody will have different perspectives of different matters.
那这个世界上的不同, 使世界上富有变化。
And so all these perspectives allow our society to continue to improve.
所以每个人个性都不太一样。 想法也不太一样。
Every person has their own distinct personality and different viewpoints.
主耶稣在看人。
But when Lord Jesus is viewing a person,
他就是从神的立场在看,
he is viewing a person from the standpoint of God.
因为圣经告诉我们, 起初神, 人是神造的,
because the Bible tells us that man was first created by God.
那人是神造的, 是最完美, 最完全的。
And if humans were created by God to be very perfect and wonderful,
那现在主耶稣来看人, 就要看我们现在这个人, 跟主耶, 跟天上的神在创造当初的那一个人差在哪里。
And so when Lord Jesus looks at us today, he will compare the difference between us today versus that perfect human being that God created in the beginning of the earth.
然后他就要带给我们一个答案, 要把这个差额把它补过来。
And when he sees a difference, he will bring us a solution to reconcile us with the original perfect human being.
所以有时候我们觉得我没有问题啊。
Sometimes we may think we have no problems with our own lives. We live very comfortable lives. Because we are living according to the standpoint of humans.
那当主耶稣从神的立场来看,
but when God views us, or when Jesus views us through the standpoint of God,
他比较我们跟那个神创造的第一个人,
and when he compares us to what the first created being was like,
他就发现人很多问题,
then he finds that there are many problems with the human race today.
那其中一个问题,
and one of the problems are
就是不自由,
is that there is no true freedom.
我们现在觉得我们很自由, 但是主耶稣看来我们非常不自由。
And we may feel that we are free, but actually Lord Jesus sees that we are in fact in bondage.
那为什么这样讲啊?
Why does he think this way about us?
34节,
and verse 34 says, Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin.
这里说, 我再告诉你, 所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。 可见啊, 他讲不自由就是做奴仆。
And so what Lord Jesus defines to be in bondage means a slave of sin.
那什么奴仆? 罪的奴仆。
And what type of slave is a slave of sin?
我们现在世界上啊, 最严重的问题是什么?
And what is the greatest problem that our world faces today?
有人说是污染的问题。
Some people say it's pollution.
有的人说是, 这个气温, 温室, 气温升高。
Some say it's the climate and the greenhouse effect.
有很多不同的问题啊。
And there are many issues that's facing our world today.
但是对主耶稣来讲, 人类最大的问题是什么?
But for Lord Jesus, what is the greatest problem that faces all mankind?
就是罪。
And that is the problem of sin.
那为什么这个这么严重呢?
And why is sin such a great problem?
因为圣经说神是光。
Because the Bible records that God is light.
在他没有黑暗。
In him there is no darkness at all.
神是义。
That God is righteousness.
在他没有不义。
In him there is no unrighteousness.
他住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
He dwells in that unapproachable light.
那离开神, 就住在黑暗里面。
And if we depart from him, we will dwell in darkness.
那什么使我们跟神的关系切断？
And at what time will relationship be broken between ourselves and God?
这个关系就是罪。
It is the sin that separates us.
那到底有多严重呢？
And how severe is the sin?
就好像儿子跟父亲的关系切断。
It is as if a son has been broken relationship with his father.
如果我们生了几个孩子，
if we have some children today,
那用心良苦把他养育长大，
and we have given all its all our children love and toil and everything that we could give him.
我们也很爱我们的孩子，
and we love our children so much.
但是我们的孩子跟我们关系切断了。
But when our children breaks off the relationship with us,
你想父亲有多么的心急呀？
Then how sorrowful do you think, or how anxious the father will be?
所以他就一直想办法怎么把这个关系来修补。
And so father will think of all means to try to restore this relationship.
父亲的心是没有改变的。
The father's heart to mend this relationship will never change.
神对我们就是这样。
And God's attitude toward us is the same.
你看我们还没有进入教会以前。
Even before we came to this true church,
到底有几个人知道神是什么？
How many people really knew that God existed?
到底有几个人真的在拜神？
How many people truly worship God from the bottom of their heart?
到底有几个人跟神有建立个人的关系？
How many people truly already had established relationship with God himself?
非常少。
It is very few number.
那神是什么？
And so what is God?
圣经说，一神，他就是众人的父。
The Bible records that God is the Father of all.
宇宙中只有一个神。
In this great universe, there is only one God.
他就是我们人类的来源。
He is the source and origin of all things on this world.
那既然是父，
and since He is our Father,
他非常爱我们。
He loves us so much.
他有丰盛的恩典。
He has abundant grace.
他等待要赐福给我们。
He is waiting to give us his limitless grace.
但是我们跟他的关系切断了。
But our relationship with him has been severed.
所以我们活在世界上才是劳苦愁烦。
And so we toil in this life with sorrow and sadness.
因为没有父亲的恩典。
Because we are alone without the blessing of our father.
最后要转眼成空。
And at the very end, we shall turn around and everything will become vanity and emptiness.
所以主耶稣来世界上。
And so when Lord Jesus came into this world,
他只有一个使命。
He only had one mission.
所以他还没有出生以前。
And before he was even born.
神就告诉约瑟。
God told Joseph.
说你要生一个儿子。
You shall have a son.
你要给他起名叫耶稣。
That his name shall be called the name Jesus.
他要把人从罪里面救出来。
He shall redeem his people from their sins.
所以他要解决罪的问题。
So he shall save them from sin. He shall resolve the problem of sin.
使我们跟神重新建立父子的关系。
So that we can again rebuild the relationship with our Father.
享受神要给我们丰盛的恩典。
To enjoy the abundant grace with our Heavenly Father.
还有在他里面永远的生命。
And that we can enjoy that eternal life.
那得到了这些。
And after we have received all this.
我们活在世界上非常幸福。
Then we can continue to dwell in this life with fullness of joy and blessing.
不论拥有多少。
No matter how much we have or how little we have.
内心的喜乐平安不会改变。
Our joy and peace in our heart will never change.
不论我们活几岁。
No matter how old we are.
天国永恒的盼望没有改变。
The everlasting hope of heaven shall never be taken away.
如果今天离开世界，
if today when you pass away,
我们就回到父的家，天国。
We can return to our Father's home in heaven.
所以一个人如果跟神和好，
and so if a person can reconcile his relationship with God,
活着很好，死的也不坏。
They can enjoy a blessed relationship throughout life, and then after they pass away, they can also enjoy eternity with Christ.
是的，我们知道我们要去哪里。
Because after we pass away, we know where we will go.
而且要去的地方比我们现在活的地方更好。
And we know that eternal home is far better than what we have now.
所以主耶稣来解决这个罪的问题真的是非常重要。
And therefore, it is very vital that Lord Jesus Himself came to solve this problem of sin for us.
那第八章说，犯罪就是罪的奴仆。
And chapter 8, it says, those who commit sin are the slaves of sin.
很有可能我们的观念觉得我有什么罪。
Some people may think, I don't have any sin.
我也没有违反国家的法律，我有什么罪。
I have never violated, I'm a law-abiding citizen.
但是圣经说，圣经把人都圈在罪里面。
But the Bible says all are under sin.
哦，那圣经把我们的罪指出来，不是要叫我们活在罪恶感里面。
The Bible points out that everyone is now under sin is not because the Bible wants us to feel guilty or be condemned.
好像一个医生来告诉这个人你有癌症。
And just as a physician will tell his patient a diagnosis that you have cancer.
这是希望的开始。
And this is the beginning of hope.
但是如果一个人有癌症，不知道自己有癌症，这就糟糕了。
But if a person has cancer and he's not informed of this condition, then this is more risky.
主耶稣说，有病的人才用找医生。
Because Lord Jesus says, those who are sick require the need of a physician.
那个病是什么？
But so what is sickness?
那个病就是罪。
That sickness is sin.
他要来解决我们的罪。
He wants to come and solve our problem of sin.
圣经说，
And the Bible records,
如果我们说没有罪，
If we say that we are without sin,
那神就说谎了。
Then God has lied.
因为神说每一个人都有罪。
Because God states that every one of us have sin.
接着说真理就不在他心里面。
And those who do not believe, then the truth is not in them.
人觉得自己没有罪是因为真理不在他里面。
When a person thinks that they do not have sin, it is because truth is not in their hearts.
不错，照世界的文化来讲，我有什么罪？
It is true by the world's standards, we have no sin or any kind of infractions of law.
因为文化是社会的共识。
Because we are following the culture of the world, which is accepted by everyone in this society.
所以我只要跟大家一样，我就是对。
And so if I am conforming to the norm, then I am okay.
但是文化一直在改变。
However, the culture of the society continues to change.
但是真理是不改变的。
But the truth of God will never change.
2000年前念的圣经跟现在是一样的。
The Bible that is read 2000 years ago is still the same today.
非洲人念的圣经跟我们是一样的。
The people in Africa read the same Bible that we read here.
这个叫做真理。
This is called truth.
真理超越文化。
Truth transcends culture.
真理是绝对的标准。
Truth is the absolute standard of right.
所以真理进到我们内心。
And when the truth enters into our heart,
来衡量我们的思想,
so that it measures everything we say, think, or do,
来衡量我们讲的话,
and everything we say,
来衡量我们的价值观,
and measures everything that is in our value system,
来衡量我们外在的行为,
and to measure the deeds that we perform,
我们就会有相同的结论,
then we will come to the same conclusion,
世人都犯了罪, 亏缺神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以救恩就从这里开始。
And so this is where, with the recognition of sin, that we have the hope of salvation.
如果我们生活过得很好,
if today we live a very comfortable life,
救恩就是知道自己在神的话上有罪, 就从这里开始。
And to receive salvation begins by recognizing that we do have sin.
那是但是在事实上啊，我们每一个人的人生当中啊，很多遇到很多的问题。
In reality, every one of us encounters many problems in this life.
那这个很多的问题啊，其实都是在讲我们人的罪性所造成。
And these challenges many times are a result of our sinful nature.
比方说，有的人每天要看报纸。
For example, some people would like to read the Bible, read the newspaper every day.
你现在报纸一翻开来，你看到什么？
And when you open a newspaper, what do you see?
到处都在打仗。
You see wars and battles everywhere.
从非洲到欧洲。
You see it from Africa to Europe.
到中东。
To the Middle East.
这个打仗从哪里来？
Where do we see these signs of unrest?
从恨来的。
It comes from hatred.
圣经里面讲以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
The Bible says the principle applied in this world is a tooth for a tooth, an eye for an eye.
你砍掉我一个耳朵，我要削掉你两个耳朵。
If you cut off one of my ears, I'm going to cut off two of your ears.
这就是恨。
And this is from hatred.
恨是什么？
And what is hatred?
恨就是没有爱。
Hatred means there is no love.
恨就是罪。
Hatred is sin.
所以报纸一翻开来，我们就知道罪就在我们眼前。
And so when we open the newspaper, we see sin right in front of us.
我们最近常常在报纸看到中国大陆在反腐反贪。
We see that there is a lot of things that are
corruption.
There's a lot of corruption in China.
到处都是。
And it is everywhere in all levels of society.
那这个在代表什么?
And what does this mean?
虽然人的经济发达,
even though a country is becoming economically prosperous,
社会生活水准提高,
and though the standard of living of a society has increased,
但是人的罪性没有改变,
but the sinful nature of a person has never changed.
那我们再看美国,
and we look at America today.
美国是全世界毒品最大的市场。
America is the greatest market for drugs.
那用毒伤害自己的身体,
when people use drugs to hurt their own bodies,
是一个家庭发生问题,
so that they have caused problems in the family.
这个就是一种罪性的捆绑,
this is the bondage to sin.
但是我们现在看在美国里面,
but we see in America,
虽然知识很发达,
and though we may be very advanced in our knowledge,
但是破碎的家庭很多,
but we are littered with broken families everywhere.
你在学校里面看统计哦, 这个小孩子在单亲的家庭长大的, 抚养的 40%到50%,
we know that in the statistics that there are at least 40-50% of children in schools today that come from single family or divorced families.
那为什么会这样?
And why would they be like that?
就是破碎的婚姻太多。
It is because of the broken marriages that we see in the world today.
大家都知道要给小孩子有一个幸福圆满的家庭。
Everyone knows that to give a child a good upbringing, you want to give them a harmonious parents and family.
但是为什么会演变成这个结果呢?
But why would so many people have broken families today?
就是人被罪性所捆绑。
It is because people are in bondage to sin.
人做事都以自我为中心, 自私自利。
When everyone does anything, they are always considering themselves first. They're very self-centered.
所以罪的存在, 这是不能否定的。
And so the existence of sin is cannot be denied.
我们来到最自由的国家,
even though we come to the so-called most free nation of the world,
但是我们还是做奴隶被罪性所控制。
But we continue to be in bondage to sin and slaves.
那这个要怎么解决?
So how can we solve this problem?
我想一般的解决大概就从教育入门。
Some people think that it is through proper moral education.
当然教育有它的功效。
Of course, education can have its benefits.
但是教育有它的 有限性。
But it is limited in its capacity.
好，我们看传道书第一章。
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书第一章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
14-15节
I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed all is vanity and grasping for the wind. Verse 15, what is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be numbered.
这里说, 我们在日光之下, 一切事都是虚空的。
We see that all the works that are done under the sun are all vanity and grasping of wind.
为什么我们要求知识?
Why do we search and seek after knowledge?
以现在来讲, 求知识最重要的目, 目的就是就业。
To seek for advancement knowledge is to have a more successful career.
因为知识越高, 我们找的工作越好。
The better our knowledge, the higher our positions and careers today.
这是事实。
This is a fact.
但是还有一件事实。
But there is also another reality.
就是知识不能够改变人的个性。
That knowledge itself can never change the nature of a person.
知识不能够改变一个人的里面那一个人格。
The knowledge cannot change the values that is within that inner person.
所以15节说弯曲的不能变直。
And therefore verse 15 says what is crooked cannot be made straight.
不是多读两本书个性就变好。
It doesn't mean that if we just read two more books, then our personality will become two more books better.
多读两个学位,你的个性就更好。
Or that if we have two more degrees under our belt, that we will be more advanced in our natures.
个性,知识是知识。
Personality and sinful natures is as it is, no matter how many degrees we have, accolades we have.
这个有的是没有办法扯上关系的。
And there is no relationship between the two.
人知识高以后犯的罪形态改变了。
After a person has gained more knowledge, the more sophisticated way they can sin now.
非洲人叫做野蛮, 因为他拿刀子杀人。
In Africa, they are called they're uncultured because they will use knives to kill people.
但是在几年前我们看美国有金融危机。
But then we see that there was the economic bubble in the United States several years ago.
所以很多的专家写到最后，金融危机从哪里开始？
And after they analyzed the source of this economic bubble, what did they find?
从人心的贪开始。
They found it from the greed within people's hearts.
华尔街是美国精英大学里面最好的学生。
And the Wall Street is full of the best top graduates from top colleges.
但是人的罪性没有改变，只是他犯罪的方式不一样。
Even their sinful natures never change. It's just the methods of sinning have changed.
所以知识的有限就是弯曲的，不能变质。
And so the limit of knowledge is the crookedness of this world.
人的个性没有办法借知识改变。
Their personality.That a crooked can never be made straight.
好，那下面缺少的不能足数。
Through knowledge, and so what is lacking cannot be numbered.
我们知道让一个婚姻能够维持下去，爱是很重要的。
We understand that to sustain a marriage, love is an important element.
爱是不计算人的恶。
Love will never keep record of wrongs.
爱是凡事包容。
Love always bears.
爱是不求自己的益处。
Love would never seek its own benefits.
为什么现在的婚姻这么脆弱？
And so why are marriages so fragile today?
因为缺乏爱。
Because it lacks love.
那这个爱不是念了高的学位就有。
And this love cannot be achieved just because you have advanced degrees.
所以忽然间我们就知道不求自己的益处。
And we understand through love that we will not seek our own benefits.
读几个学位以后，忽然间我们就不会自私，这是不可能的。
So it is impossible for our gaining more degrees that we learn not to be selfish or learn not to keep record of wrongs.
那我们要从这个罪性得到解脱，要从哪里来？
So today, how can we find freedom from this bondage of sin?
真理要让我们得自由。
The Bible says that truth shall set us free.
真理是大有力量的。
And truth is all powerful.
真理不是人间的知识。
And truth is not the knowledge that you find in this world.
那圣经里面怎么讲真理呢？
And how does Bible describe the truth?
第一个，
Firstly,
神讲的话就是真理。
Everything that God says is the truth.
主耶稣讲的话就是真理。
Whatever Lord Jesus says is the truth.
这个是有权柄的。
This word carries power.
所以我们在看主耶稣看到一个人犯鬼。
And so when Lord Jesus sees a person with, that is demon-possessed.
鬼是一种灵界的存在。
And demons are a spiritual manifestation.
看不见，摸不到。
You cannot see it and you cannot touch it.
但是事实是存在。
But they do in fact exist.
圣经说主耶稣吩咐那个巫鬼就出来。
And with authority, Lord Jesus commanded the evil spirit to come out of that person and it was cast out.
主耶稣的话有权柄，有力量。
And that is why the word of God,Word of Lord Jesus carries power and authority.
主耶稣到拉撒路的家。
And when Lord Jesus came to the house of Lazarus,
他已经死了四天。
Lazarus had died for more than 3 days already.
身体都发臭了。
His body has already become corrupt and has a smell already.
主耶稣叫他起来。
But Lord Jesus was able to command this dead body to resurrect.
他就死里复活。
And so Lazarus was able to resurrect from the death.
耶稣讲的话有权柄。
Everything Lord Jesus says has authority.
有多大的权柄。
And how great is his authority?
连死人都可以复活。
Even the dead shall arise at his word.
有一次主耶稣坐船。
One time when Lord Jesus was riding on a boat.
忽然间起了大风浪。
All of a sudden there is a great wind and waves.
门徒很害怕。
And all the disciples were very frightened.
就把他叫醒了。
And they woke him.
他们都很害怕。
Because they were so scared.
但是主耶稣斥责风海。
But Lord Jesus rebuked the wind and waves.
风海就平静了。
And the wind and the waves calmed at just his word.
因为他的话有权柄。
Because his word carries power and authority.
今天我们能够追求很多知识，这是一个机会。
Today we are able to gain more knowledge and advanced degrees. That is a good opportunity for us.
但是如果我们能够来寻求真理，
However, if we have the ability to be able to receive and seek after the truth,
神的权柄能力就在我们里面。
Then God's authority and power shall come within us.
因为神的话是带有权柄的。
Because God's words is full power and authority.
那个话藏在我们心里。
When that word comes and dwells within,
罪就渐渐的解消。
Then that sin will be chased away.
我们的内心就被更新。
Then our hearts shall be transformed and renewed.
我们现在再回来看，我们刚刚读的那一节圣经节。
Let's look at the verse from before.
约翰福音第八章。
In John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
三十六节。
36.
三十五、三十六。
Verse 35, 36. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. 36. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
这里说，儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
Here it states that if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
这个儿子是谁？
Who is the son?
那个儿子就是耶稣本身。
The son is Lord Jesus Christ himself.
他成为人来到地上。
He is God manifested on flesh in this world.
所以他有另外一个称呼叫神的儿子。
And therefore he carries another title called the son of God.
那前面说真理必叫你得自由。
In the beginning it says the truth shall set you free.
那后面说儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
And then in theBack, it says that the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed.
那这两句话把它平行对照。
If you put these two statements side by side,
真理是什么？
What is the truth?
真理就是主耶稣本身。
The truth is the Son himself, Jesus Christ.
所以在圣经里面，主耶稣怎么自我介绍呢？
And so how does the Son, Lord Jesus, introduce himself?
约翰福音十四章。
In John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John chapter 14, verse 6 says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
我们仔细看主耶稣怎么自我介绍。
We can study carefully how does Lord Jesus introduce himself.
历史上没有一个人这样讲过，也没有一个人敢这样讲。
There is no one in history that dare lay this claim.
我是道路。
I am the way.
我是真理。
I am the truth.
我是生命。
And I am the life.
所以真理必叫你得自由。
And therefore the truth shall set you free.
另外一个讲法就是主耶稣要让我们得自由。
Another way of saying is that Lord Jesus himself shall set you free.
从罪性里面得自由。
You shall obtain freedom from sinful nature's bondage.
所以我们不想做的你可以不做。
And so the things that we do not want to do, we can be free not to do it any longer.
不想抽烟，不想喝酒，不想吸毒，从今以后你可以不做。
You don't want to smoke, you don't want to do drugs, you don't want to gamble anymore. From now on, you do not have to do it anymore.
以前我不想抽烟，我还是要抽，因为我没有办法控制。
In the past, when I didn't want to smoke anymore, I couldn't control myself because I was under bondage.
不想醉酒，还是醉酒。
In the past, I didn't want to be drunk anymore, but I was still addicted to alcohol.
会讲吸毒还是吸毒。
In the past, I was addicted to drugs, but I could not leave.
因为罪是一种权势，会控制人的。
Because sin is a power in itself, it will control us.
所以其实是很不自由。
And so we really do not have any freedom.
一个更简单的就讲，谁想生气？没有一个人愿意生气。
Another example is there's nobody that really wants to get angry all the time.
因为生气没有办法成就什么好事。
Because anger cannot accomplish any righteous things.
但是谁能够做到我不生气？
But is there any perfect person who can avoid being angry?
一个最小的例子，我们就知道我们人确实是很没有能力的。
And from a small incident, we can understand that we are really weak as humans to overcome our weakness.
但是如果主耶稣住在我们里面，
However, if the Lord Jesus Christ dwell within ourselves,
进到我们里面，
He comes inside our hearts.
你就发现不是不可以生气的，不会生气。
Then you'll find that it's not that you don't need to get angry, but that you don't want to be angry, but that you don't need to be angry anymore.
不是我很想喝酒，不能喝酒，你不需要喝酒，你觉得我根本就不需要。
It is not that I can't. I have to refrain from drinking anymore, but that you have no need to drink anymore.
不是不可以，是不需要。
It is not you cannot, but rather I don't need it anymore.
你不是说我不可以恨人，我不需要。
And it's not like you cannot hate anymore, but rather I don't feel the hatred anymore.
这是真自由。
And this is true freedom.
所以如果我们家庭有问题。
And so today, if we have problems or crisis in our families,
婚姻有问题。
If we have problems in our marriage,
或者在公司里面跟同事相处有问题。
Or we have problems with our coworkers at work.
有时候我们常常是因为都讲说因为对方有问题。
Many times we point our finger at the other party and say it's their fault.
那就永远没有答案了。
And so there will never be an answer to the solution.
我们试着把它想, 可能我有一部分问题。
And so if we consider maybe we are also partly to blame.
那我怎么来解决?
And so how can we resolve this issue?
主耶稣要让我们得自由。
Lord Jesus can give us true freedom.
我们求主耶稣内住在我们里面。
We pray for Lord Jesus to dwell in our hearts.
我们就从罪性解消了。
And then we can be free from this bondage of sin.
忽然发现婚姻更好了, 家庭更好, 跟同事的关系更好。
All of a sudden, we find our marriage is more wonderful and harmonious, and our relationship with the co-workers are better.
那因为没有罪, 所以内心就觉得很平安,很喜乐。
And because there's no longer sin in our hearts or guilt and shame, we feel peace and joy instead.
所以信耶稣没有保证我们在世界上会飞黄腾达。
And so believing Jesus does not guarantee that everything will be a smooth sailing for the rest of our life.
不是信仰真正的目的。
And this is not the true purpose of faith.
信耶稣要保证我们里面得到丰盛。
And to believe in Jesus Christ is so that we can have true abundance within.
有自由，有平安，有喜乐。
Have true freedom and joy and peace.
好，那主耶稣怎么让我们得自由？
And so how does Jesus give us this freedom?
我们来看哥林多前书。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章。
Chapter 3.
17节。
Verse 17. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
这里说神的灵在哪里，那里就得自由。神的灵非常有大的能力。
We know that God's Spirit is full power.
圣经里面是讲神怎么创造天地。
And how did the Bible record that God created the heavens and the earth?
第一个，神的灵开始运行。
Firstly, the Spirit of God was hovering above the waters.
第二个, 神开始讲话。
Secondly, God started to speak words.
神就能够说有就有, 说成就成。
When God said, let there be, it was and existed.
就是从无中生有。
And God is a God from nothing into something.
所以这个神的灵是非常有力量。
And therefore, the Spirit of the Lord is very powerful.
今天神要在我们的内心创造新世界。
And this same Spirit shall create a new world within us.
第一个要让神的灵进来。
Firstly, we must ask for this Holy Spirit to come within our hearts.
就是祷告圣灵降临在我们身上。
And so we pray for this Holy Spirit to come within our hearts.
那接下去神的话再进来。
And secondly, we need to be followed by the truth or the Word of God to come inside.
那我们内心的世界就会被改造。
Then the world within our hearts shall be recreated.
就改造越来越好。
And it will become a better world within.
那最后的目标是什么?
And so what is our final goal?
跟主耶稣一样。
Is to have a kingdom within that is the same as Lord Jesus.
说有一个祖母啊, 她带她的孙女到教会来参加学生联合会。
And one time there was a grandmother who brought his granddaughter to church to attend the spiritual convocation for the youth.
她这个孙女的父母教育都很高。
And the parents of this grandchild had very advanced degrees in education.
但是就是没有办法教这个女孩子。
But they were unable to teach this little girl to be good.
她女儿跟她讲, 你不要带去了, 不要一天, 她就叫我载她回家。
And daughter said, don't take this, this granddaughter to the spiritual convocation because she'll probably cry and want to come home every day.
结果这个孙女在我们教会参加学生联会一个礼拜。
But this grandchild actually attended our youth retreat for 1 week.
那回家以后，他的女儿啊，女婿觉得，我这个女儿怎么会改变这么大呢？
And after that 1 week, the parents discovered that there is a great change in their daughter.
变得很懂体贴，会帮忙家事。
Why did this child learn to become so filial, learning to help around with the chores in the house?
那对父母很听话。
And was very obedient to the parents.
那教会是怎么教他呢？
And how did the church teach this child?
没有什么秘诀。
To transform, was there some sort of mystery?
就是教他祷告求圣灵。
And there was no other secret than other than teaching this child how to pray for the Holy Spirit.
让神的灵浇灌充满在他内心。
So that the Holy Spirit can be filled within his her heart.
那接下去就是教他念圣经。
And after that, they taught her how to read the Bible.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the Bible, the Word of God, is life and its truth.
那就这样一个礼拜，她就改变了。
And she received the Word of God within her heart, and after one week, she was transformed.
神的灵是大有能力，大有权柄了。
Because the Spirit of God is filled with power and filled with authority.
今天我们需要的是什么？
And today, what is it that we truly need?
我们需要从神来的权柄跟能力。
We truly need that power and authority from God.
所以我们才能够从罪得到自由。
So that we can be freed from that bondage of sin.
来真正享受神所要给我们的恩典。
And so truly we can enjoy the grace that God has prepared for us.
真理必叫我们得自由。
And that truth shall set us free.
我们诸位朋友，你也可以来体会到神要给我们的自由。
Our friends, you can personally experience this freedom that God offers to us today.
我们唱诗。
Please sing him.
340首。
340。
请坐。
Please be seated.
这一首赞美诗最后说主耶稣是我们的救主。
The hymn says here that Lord Jesus is our Savior.
他要救我们。
He shall save us.
他要帮助我们。
He shall help us.
他要保守我们。
He shall keep us.
他要爱我们。
He shall love us.
所以我们好像浪子。
And so we are like the prodigal son.
我们找到了这一位父亲。
When we have found our heavenly father.
我们前面的路就非常的稳妥。
Then our road in the front, a full coming in the future shall be very stable.
我们知道他与我们同在。
Because we know that he is holding our hand every step of the way.
我们知道他要带我们去哪里。
We know where he leads us.
人生的忧虑就越来越少。
And all these anxieties of life shall dissipate away.
那这个神看不见。
And though this God is invisible to our naked eye.
但是他可以摸得到。
But God is, can be touched.
就是可以体验到。
That means we can experience him personally.
所以我们今天晚上就是可以在这里体验到神。
And today, right now, this moment, you can experience him personally.
主耶稣说，信的人必有神迹随着。
And Lord Jesus said, those who believe in him shall see miracles and signs following him.
就是人做不到的，借着神的能力的显明做到的，就是神迹。
And those things that cannot be accomplished by human hands that is manifested through power of God are called miracles.
有一病赶鬼，困难得解决。
The sicknesses can be healed, problems can be solved.
但是还有一个。
And more?
就是要得圣灵说新方言。
Another sign is the receiving and utterance of new tongues.
本来我们要学一个语言要花很长的时间。
When we learn a foreign language, we require a great deal of time to learn.
当神的灵降临。
But when the Holy Spirit comes upon us,
我们被神感动。
When we are touched and moved by the Spirit,
很自动的就会讲一种听不懂的话。
We will naturally utter an unknown tongue as moved by the Holy Spirit.
不是自己讲的，也不是学的。
It is not something that we speak on our own accord or something we learn.
是圣灵感动我们自动讲的。
But it is something that Holy Spirit moves within ourselves that we speak.
叫说方言。
And that is called speaking in an unknown tongue.
那我们就得到圣灵。
And that means that we have received the Holy Spirit of God.
就是我们的心跟神接触了。
And this is where our heart and God's Spirit comes in contact together.
然后神的灵进到我们内心。
And so when the Holy Spirit comes to abide within ourselves,
祷告你会觉得很平安，很喜乐，很舒服。
After you pray, you'll feel so much satisfaction, joy, and peace within.
说我们的委屈、心里的忧愁全部都被拿掉。
And our sadness, discouragements, and bitterness shall fade away.
所以圣灵，圣经说要叫做安慰者或者保惠师。
Another name for the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, is called a comforter or the counselor.
圣灵又叫做喜乐的膏油。
And the Holy Spirit is also called the joyful anointing oil.
所以被圣灵充满的人啊，内心很喜乐。
And so those who are filled with the Holy Spirit are filled with joy.
生活虽然一样，内心很甜美。
And though our life may be bland, but within we feel that sweetness with Christ.
那个就是幸福。
And that is called blessedness.
幸福从哪里开始？
And where do blessedness come from?
从内心开始。
It comes from within your heart.
什么时候开始？
And when do we start with this?
主耶稣住在我们里面。
It starts only when Lord Jesus chooses to dwell in our hearts.
那我们怎么祷告呢？
So how can we pray for Jesus to live within?
神是一个灵。
And God is a spirit.
所以最重要就是用我们的心来祷告。
So when we pray to him, it must be from the bottom of our hearts, with all sincerity. We kneel down to show our humility before him.
眼睛合闭,
we close our eyes
来帮助我们专心,
so we can concentrate.
我们第一句话, 奉主耶稣圣名祷告,
the first word that we say out loud is in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
因为主耶稣说, 你奉我名祷告, 天上的神就要垂听,
because Lord Jesus says, when you call upon my name, the heavenly Father above shall listen to your prayer.
然后重复念, Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣,
and from that point forward, you can continue to repeat, Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们很专心、很虔诚祷告，我们就会感受到神越来越靠近。
And if we concentrate very carefully with all our heart, with all our mind, might, then we shall start to experience the Spirit of God within.
当然，我们祷告要体验需要有迫切的、渴慕的心。
And so, if we really want to have Lord Jesus come inside our hearts, we must have very thirsty soul to hunger for this.
神啊，我需要你。
Lord, we really need you.
我内心的空虚只有你能够填满。
I'm so empty inside. Only you can fill this emptiness within.
我被罪捆绑只有你能够释放。
I'm in bondage to sin. Only you can set me free.
我的忧愁只有你能够解消。
And all my griefs can only be resolved through you.
那这样啊，我们很迫切祷告，就会感动神。
We pray with all humility to touch the heart of God.
最后，我们要把我们跟神的障碍拿掉。
And finally, we need to remove that barrier between us and God.
就是求神赦免我的罪。
We need to first ask God to forgive our sins.
我们只要这样向神祷告，神就愿意把我们的罪拿掉。
When we confess our sins with all humility and a sincerity, then God shall remove the sin from within our hearts.
我们的祷告就像打电话通了。
And then our prayer will be like making a phone call. It's going to go through to the other side.
每一句话都达到神面前。
Every word we think in our hearts, every word we speak shall touch the ear of God.
祷告，我们内心的重担就放下来。
And after we pray, we can feel the yoke within is now cast down.
平安喜乐。
We instead feel peaceful and joyful.
欢迎诸位朋友，你跟我们一起来祷告。
So we welcome you, brothers, friends, to enjoy this wonderful experience in prayer.
你可以体验到看不见的神就在这里。
You can experience that invisible God is truly right here.
如果你要祷告求圣灵，要接受按手，请你到前面来。
So we invite you to come forward for the laying of hands if you like to experience God.
好，我们现在一起来祷告。
So we invite everyone to come forward and pray together.